coming in on 3, 2, 1.
Welcome to another episode of Brews, Booze, and Reviews.
Yeah!
I like being chock full of shit.
That's about it!
Was that recorded?
It's not an episode if you didn't make something up.
And the average for the beer that everybody loves is really high.
I like getting shit on.
Welcome to another episode of Brews, Booze, and Reviews, a childish podcast on adult beverages. I'm your host, Knox, and with me today is the former bass player for Rage Against the Tangerines.
Tangerines are whores.
Big Earn, how you doing, Big Earn?
I was going to say something, but I completely forgot what it was now. I'm here, podcast, pants and all.
All right.
See you, Ben.
Excited? Happy times.
Happy times. And also with us is Chris. How you doing, Chris?
I'm harder than trigonometry.
Boy, we're pumped up. Huge bone today.
Was
all
that
right.
That little blue pill you took a little bit ago?
It was, I took four of them just because there's so many people in this room.
And we also have with us good old guest number two, Ben Revere. How you doing, Ben?
Oh, I'm doing well. How are you guys?
I'm doing fantastical. Sweet.
Hey, can I tell you about the fun stuff I did last Thursday?
Sure.
Tell us next Thursday.
No, this is real quick. I promise. Yeah. I promise.
Uh-huh.
So yeah, last Thursday. No, it'll be short. Last Thursday, I went to the Fargo Theater.
Okay.
I love that place so much. They've been, I think within the last month, they've finally opened back up. And they were doing the classic film series, and they were playing West Side Story. Remember that movie? Yeah.
A lot of snapping
of the finger. Yeah, yeah.
I don't care what you say. Those racist little punks sure could dance.
Wasn't it? Sure. It was the Sharks versus Benny and the Jets?
That's right. That's right. Because I was there. The Jets. Front row. But no, it's got everything. It's kind of a comedy. There's some funny parts. There's a love story. It's a musical about a hate crime. It's got everything.
It's got interesting. Everything.
And Rita Moreno. Don't even get me started. Woo-wee. So that was fun, and I'm glad to be here hanging out with you guys.
Well, we're glad Thanks to have you.
Thank you.
Welcome, Ben. And lastly, but not leastly, definitely for sure, manager for one of our sponsors, Bridgey Liquors, Evan Christie. How you doing there, sir?
Hey, doing great. Happy to be here.
Fucking A, we finally get you in the studio.
Yep, exactly.
And we still have some of that Butchertown brandy that you recommended that we still love. Only a little bit left.
We still have a little bit of a lot of the things that he's recommended for us.
So we really appreciate you, and we're glad to have you on the show, actually, so we can get some opinions from you about several beverages today.
Well, I was just going to say about the bottle reference, so we got a lot of half-open, empty bottles. I'm like, yeah, we're really good at starting something, but just finishing it, it gets kind of tough when you get through 3, 4, 5, 10 bottles of booze.
There are some bottles that I hate to finish because I don't know if I'm going to find them again, or I don't want to spend $200 again. You know,
have one shot of 1942 left.
Some of the front row stuff, you know. I'll kill a bottle of Larceny every 3 minutes and go buy another one. I have no problem with that because it's $25 or whatever. But yeah, some of them, you know, you can't.
Yeah, you leave a shot or two and
just in case.
You never know.
That Octomore we fucking destroyed, though.
Yeah, we did. We got the 11.1 Octomore and we killed that shit pretty quick.
So I got a bottle of that at that pear liquor at Bridgeview. It's in that pear-shaped bottle.
Yeah,
which is really
the golden
cool.
Eight.
Yep. Mm-hmm. And finally, Anne just finished that off. I'm like, oh yeah. It's like, well, she doesn't like hard liquors, so she's like, what do we got that's kind of sweet? I'm like, well, we got a little bit of that left, I suppose. You know, might as well finish it off. I know where to go get more.
What was that? What sort of liquor was it?
It was like a pear liquor, and then the bottle was in the shape of a pear.
Yeah.
So it was pretty cool.
It's
got it at Bridgeview Liquors over in Moorhead.
Okay.
Pear brandy that's then reinfused with fresh pear and aged for 8 years in oak.
Yeah. Wow.
And I never got to try any of it.
Deliciously sweet. I'll have to get some more.
I'm just picturing Michael Caine. Like asking for some of that stuff. Like a lot of that brandy that's gone a bit pear shaped.
Oh, that is sweet.
Oh, yeah. Yep, some sweet pear stuff. All right.
I'm so excited to hear the new Sounders Knox says he's got
Oh.
Well, here's well, all of them in a row. Let's not even have any content. No.
May your glasses be full.
Oh, yeah. We're over.
Wow, that Brews, Booze, and Reviews podcast. They just turned into a soundboard. It's yeah. weird.
It's awesome.
That's all
it.
They do.
Oh, we also drink. We should try that now.
Yeah,
oh,
yeah, let's do that. All right, so Ben, you brought us something. Today, ladies and gentlemen and listeners of our podcast, today is going to be a bottle share. Simply because it's really getting hard to schedule certain topics because we damn near covered 80% of things
that
we could.
Let them know we're having a tough time figuring out content.
Yeah, there you go. I mean, just like scheduling things.
This might be the last good one.
Well, I was kind of surprised to get the call because they said, Ben, do you want to be on the show? And I'm like, ah, shit, they must be out of material. They're this desperate now.
Right? No, definitely not desperate.
We've only got 40 minutes of content. How can we stretch that out? Oh, Ben.
Yeah, keep it on Ben and you'll be guest number 3 pretty soon.
Yeah, there you go.
If Ben was a symbol.
Stretch. Stretch. Stretch Armstrong. There we go. So what'd you bring for us today, Ben?
Well, we're here, and people probably won't hear it on the day, but we're recording on Father's Day.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
So kudos to all those dads out there. I said happy Father's Day to my dad today. I said happy Father's Day. Couldn't done it without you. You know, but so I what I brought was because I visited my parents over yesterday and mm-hmm. we had some fun and I went down into their basement and I pulled out a bottle of hooch that my dad actually made.
Oh, really? Wow.
Yes,
some homemade hooch.
Yes,
this dad is made hooch.
This is he calls it moccasin creek.